our divine promise. So the divine promise is really what we promise the collective, what we promise the world, which is to ascend. So ascension kind of gets a bad rap because it just seems like such a lofty existence. In other words, where do you expect me to do? Where do you expect me to go? But the more that we can remember that we already are ascended in our true nature, and so what we're doing is we're establishing grace in this world that we seem to experience in our phenomenal real reality, to bring it into new consensus, new awareness, new promotion, new entitlement, new involvement. So this is something that we all come equipped with. So the more that we can receive the truth of those engagements. So when we say engagements, they're literally engaging you. In other words, energy, defining energy, energy broadcasting energy to turn you into the right spotlight. So in other words, there's no free will that has authority over you. It's more of a gentle persuasion, a gentle concession. It's sort of like, look this way, look behind you, look to the right, look to the left. In other words, the navigational approach is here. And it's they're saying cautioning us to stay alive, which in the literal is like, what in the world does that mean? So cautioning us to stay alive, meaning that we already exist in the plural. So we're not the separate individual body that's trying to survive and make its way in the world. We're actually everything that we come upon. And that's how we're graduating, is to really understand there's this symphony of allowance that's showing us and broadcasting to us, I want to say new reality, but they're like, no, it's not new reality, it's coexistence. In other words, it's already here. It's always been here, waiting for our direction, waiting for our involvement, waiting for our upliftment. So what we're doing is we're lifting ourselves up into our true realized self, to our true realized status, so that all the members of society, in other words, all of existence, can turn rightly. So the amount of, how do I say this, like praise and worship that's applied to each of us is extraordinary, because just the way you would bow to who you consider your favorite master to be, or favorites with an S, that's what's being bestowed upon us. So this is the moment of graduation. This is the moment of reconciliation, of remembrance, of your true nature, of the reason for the true reason for your birth in this lifetime and many. So as you will seal your fate, in other words, dream past prior existence. So this is going to be your whole linear story, your attachment to your linear, I went to school here, this was my best, like all of this form. So we're going beyond the attachment to form. We're not leaving it entirely. We're going beyond the attachment, the clinging, the identification only in that dualistic form-based reality. And we're going abroad. So the second we said going abroad, we move into our expansiveness. We move into our devotional bliss. We move into our rightful desire, because we're each here to, when they say, represent God, it's, we are the divine in form. So we're each bestowing that benevolence, realization, like magnified existence onto all. So what we're doing is having a change of heart for self and all alike. So again, instead of judging ourselves, instead of judging others, instead of feeling impoverished, instead of, you know, just the drama of the linear reality, we're moving into higher stations. So allow yourself to be gifted, allow yourself to travel, allow yourself to be predisposed. So that predisposed, it was like an angel, like ringing a bell, predisposed. Excuse me, because again, we're saluting our eternal arrival. So this isn't like something new, it's something that, or an awareness that has always existed, that we were just falsified against. In other words, we just weren't receiving it. We weren't interested in it. And so this is where we're making our climb back to our true existence. So when they're saying like true existence, really feel that entitlement, feel that applause, feel that benevolence, feel that like golden assurance. So that golden assurance is this like golden energy that is providing for us and making its presence available. So again, when we say providing for us, it's not us in the singular, like, oh, I hope that means I get my lucky break, or my life gets better, or I receive my physical healing. Because what we're doing is resurrecting consciousness for all abroad. So in other words, everything that you achieve in the individual, you're really taking everyone with you. So we're working as one singular, but we're also working as the one in the plural delight. So allow that orchestration of magnanimous entry to occur. And so when I say that, there's this portal of love, is the only way I can explain it. There's this portal of love that's enveloping us, that we're walking through, that we're sliding into, that we're allowing to take full possession. So the more that you can dictate your full consent. So dictate your full consent is yes, let me know my truth, let me know my wonderment, let me know my full entitlement. So it's like we're moving into our godless state. That's the easiest way to explain it. It's like a godless state. So again, from that state, from that solution, all has already arrived. So we're not trying to create out of lower consciousness anymore. We're moving into higher relevance. And so from that state of awareness, consciousness, existence, all has arrived, because it's like this blanket approach, because from that higher reality, all is one. So whatever is needed, you're no longer dreaming separation. It already is, it already exists. And you bring it forth. You bring it forth, and all the other aspects of self that you're now aligned with support you in bringing that forth. So whatever you need to create, whatever's for the highest, best, and good in your own personal affairs and the world at large, is easily conceived from this new, and every time I say new, they kind of look at me like, really? Again, it's that linear belief where I don't have it and now it's new and I have it. And so they're trying to help us kind of break that or release that or diffuse that, and really recognizing we're simply stepping into what has always occurred. They're saying, just use this example. Imagine wanting to buy a new top or something, and you go in your closet and I bought one and it's sitting there with the tags on it and I forgot. So it's already there. It's already present. So we want to feel that. So whatever we're looking for, financial healing, physical healing, romantic relationship healing, whatever it is we're seeking, when we move into this higher allowance, this portal of love, it already is, it already exists, and we're simply signing on. They love that I finally said that rather than new. We're simply signing on. So someone's already waiting for us in Zoom and we're signing on, and there they are. They're already waiting. They want us to feel this. It's already there. They're already waiting. So not there, but all that is attractive. In other words, all that is ready for us to take possession of already exists in creation. We are the ones coming in alignment with our I am status and allowing it to be so. Allowing it to be so. So the new earth, everything that is part of your graduated existence already is. We're coming alive. We're coming into like occurrence. We're coming into the portal of love and securing our destiny. Remembering that this is what was intended the moment that we said yes to this lifetime. So allow yourself to feel those riches. Allow yourself to feel that acquaintance. An acquaintance is, this feels familiar. This feels somewhat familiar. I may not have all the conscious answers yet, but I can step out in faith. And that's what stepping in faith is stepping beyond your past consideration, who you believed yourself to be, how you understood the world to be, your relationship between you and the divine, between you and all others. So we're stepping out in faith in new currency, in a new current, in a new timeline. Receive, receive, receive. So when I said receive, 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 it's like package, 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 delivery, delivery, delivery. We want to really start understanding the abundance. If there is no separation, there is no lack. It doesn't exist. And allow all dictates of travel. In other words, allow all aspects of your vicinity, every aspect of your awareness, whatever you're indicating, like using in form, people, places, and things, relationships, banks, accounts, you cells in your body, your physical health, whatever it is, it's already receiving new placement, new consciousness, new agreement, new formula, new alignment. I'm back to the new. They're looking at me like I'm back to the new. They're laughing. Stepping into what is already there. So they asked me just to sort of cover that energy that I sent out. Stepping into what is already there. And so the more you can kind of laugh at yourself, like, okay, I'm learning. We're learning as we go. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you.